The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
I went to Vegas last weekend. Pretty crazy.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Gentlemen, welcome to Las Vegas.
Why don't you give me half the money you were gonna bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Some guys just can't handle Vegas.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 38 of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast. My name is Jeff, and I'm here to be your guide on this podcast adventure to what I like to think of as the best city on the planet, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. There's no question that Las Vegas is the wedding capital of the world. Every day, on average, 330 couples tie the knot, which equals out to about 120,000 weddings each year. But why is that? How is it that a city referred to as Sin City, and perhaps best known for gambling and partying and losing your inhibitions, is also the most popular place on the planet to get hitched? To try to answer this question and many more, I'm joined on this episode of the podcast by a Las Vegas legend, Charlotte Richards, the owner of A Little White Wedding Chapel. Now, there are wedding chapels literally everywhere up and down the Las Vegas Strip, but arguably the most famous is A Little White Wedding Chapel. The chapel itself is over 80 years old, and Charlotte has been running the place for close to 60 of those years. The chapel has played host to hundreds of thousands of weddings, and Charlotte herself has personally officiated a large number of those ceremonies. We talked about how Charlotte found herself alone in Las Vegas with her three children, wandering the boulevard looking for the husband who'd abandon her. How she made her way into the wedding world thanks to the man who became her second husband and whom she called an angel. Charlotte shared the names of some of the celebrities who've tied the knot at A Little White Wedding Chapel. And she shared some of her secrets and tips to having a long and happy marriage. Please enjoy my conversation with Charlotte Richards. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to sit and chat with me today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
I want to start, first of all, I mean, you've been at this wedding game for a very, very, very long time now. And I've read stories about how you ended up in Las Vegas and how you got involved in performing weddings and being a part of weddings in Las Vegas. But I really do want to hear you tell the story, because it's an amazing story, and there's no way that I could ever do it justice.
Well, I'm thankful for the way it all worked out, because who knows what you're going to do. I was a very young lady when I hit the streets of Las Vegas. I'm thankful that I could still say I could do what I did 60 years ago and be happy.
And the way you ended up in Las Vegas was, I mean, there was a sad side to this story, but it certainly ended up, you know, as we often find, you know, good stuff comes out of the bad stuff. And it certainly did in this case. You kind of ended up in Las Vegas almost sort of deserted, didn't you?
Yes, that's for sure. I definitely did. And I don't know. I still, there's buildings still here that I walked by when I was 60 years ago with my children. Now I have a son that is 66 years old who's with me today. And I have another son that is 64. And another one that's 62, and then another one that's 58.
Wow.
They're all boys, and they're great from the day I gave birth to them. I will always cherish every step that my children took, and I didn't realize at the age that I was. I think I was 23 years old, and I hadn't been away from home, and I was stuck here. I didn't know what to do, and somebody just looked at me and said, "What's wrong with that poor gal? She's got these four boys on her. Every morning we see her walking up and down the sidewalk. What's going on?" And then I was just lucky enough to have this man that he was in the wedding business, but I didn't know that. I had no idea about the weddings in Las Vegas. So what happened is when I got here, I didn't have any money to speak of. I think I had about $50 or something to that effect. And I was able to stay in a motel until I walked the streets of Las Vegas waiting for my husband to come, because he told me where he would be and where I was supposed to be. And I was there, and he never showed up. And it was hard to take because I didn't know what to do. But I guess God sent an angel, because there was this man that was very well groomed. He ate every morning in this particular restaurant that I walked by. And that restaurant's still there. So I'm reminded every day, because right across the street is the Little White Wedding Chapel. So it was wonderful, because he said, "Well, I see you walking up and down every day. Where are you waiting? What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting for my husband. He said he would be here." Unfortunately, he never did show up. But this man said, "Well, if he doesn't show up by tomorrow, I'd like to help you." I didn't have any fear back then like I would today. And I said, "Okay." He said, I'll get a place for you to stay, and I'll get a job for you, and I'll get this lady that I know to take care of your boys." And I was, okay. I didn't know what to say other than that. And so he took me over to a wedding chapel, and he showed me what to do. And all I had to do back then was answer the phone. And I had to, people would walk in off the streets to get married also, and they still do. Mm-hmm. They would come in or they would call. And then he told me to take the telephone, call the minister and tell him to come and do the wedding. Well, that wasn't any problem. I could do that. Today, I have 35 people working for me that answer telephones, that drive limousines, that make flowers and keep the place sparkling clean. And I've never been happier in my life, because when I see people walking in, I know that when they walk out, they're going to be changed, and they're going to be happy, and they're going to be loving. And my prayer is that they stay in love, keep themselves together forever and ever. And when people come back, even 5 years or 10 years or 2 or 1 year, to renew their vows, they say, "Charlotte, I want to renew my vows again. It was so beautiful." Then I've created all kinds of things. God gave me a good time to think and be creative, but I never realized that I had a creative mind. Well, it started with an elderly couple that had just gotten out of their car, and they had canes on them. And I said, "Would you like me to marry you in your car?" And they said, "Will it be for sure?" And I said, "Of course. You can get married any place, but if you want to, you could sit in your car, and I'll marry you." And I did. And I mean, we were so happy, we were crying, and I don't know why. I don't remember, but we were just sad. And I thought, the bride said, "Oh, I feel so good, because I couldn't walk, and it just made me feel so wonderful to be able to sit and get married." And I said, "Well, you're going to be together for the rest of your life. So be happy and be in love and be good to each other." And so they went out away smiling and happy. And then another time somebody came and it was raining, pouring down rain, and I caught them getting out of their car. I said, would you like to get married in your car? And they said, oh, would we ever? Is it legal? I said, it sure is. So then I went on and I had my, I didn't have a window. I had to be out there outside, next to their car in the window. I mean, in their window, their car window. That's where I buried the car window. Well, I got a dream that I should just make a window out of the chapel, in an area at the chapel. So I asked my oldest son if he would make me a window this big, and so I could slide the window back and forth. He said, oh, Mom, that's a good idea. That way they could pay when they before they come in. I said, no, I wouldn't marry him through the window. He said, Mother, I can't believe that you would do something like that. That's terrible. Marrying their people in a car? I said, well, are you going to do the window? And he said, okay, but I'm doing it because I'm your son. So he built this nice window. And the first day I did 27 weddings with couples in their car.
Wow.
So, and it keeps on going. Now I've always loved Elvis, and my cousin gave me an Elvis Cadillac, pink Cadillac convertible, and I never thought about that. It just came to my mind, and now today I marry people in the back seat of an Elvis pink Cadillac, and we married probably 8 or 9, maybe 10 couples a day in the pink Cadillac.
Oh my God. And so that was the beginning of the drive-through tunnel of love.
Yeah. I keep the pink Cadillac right there in the driveway. By the way, the tunnel of love is beautiful. It's all, it's 165 feet long and 25 feet, broad. So actually two cars could be in there at the same time. And there has been times where there has, so you could marry in one line and somebody else can marry the other one on the other side of it because it's in the same tunnel. The tunnel is lit up at night with beautiful little stars, and it has cherubs throughout the entire top part of it. And I have hundreds of people every day that walk through the tunnel and take photographs. And it's just romantic, they say. And from all over the world they come. And I asked, would you like me to take a picture of you here? And they said, okay. And so I take pictures of them as they take photographs of the tunnel. Now, of course, there are people that... the convertible weddings are very popular where people have a convertible, but I've had them come to, believe it or not, one time, horse and buggy. And that was so much fun. I was afraid. I was afraid that maybe the horse might jump up or something. Just as good as could be. It got married in a chariot.
How many people have you had come through in taxi cabs?
Oh, a lot of them. In fact, I marry a lot of people in taxi cabs, and they get married in limousines. The movie stars I have married, I of course cannot tell because I promise that I'll never tell anybody. So I won't. However, they come in and they're in the back seat of the limousine, and I just jump right in the limousine with them and hold their hands and get married.
That's
and away
amazing.
They go.
That's so amazing, Charlotte.
Yeah, and so it's just a matter of being, maybe, I don't know, different, but if they're romantic, if they love their each other, it doesn't, anything else doesn't matter. As long as they're together, they're happy and in love and stay in love. So when these people return and come back and renew their vows, it just touches my heart because it's, they're real.
Mm-hmm.
that they're thankful, that they're happy.
So how many years now have you been running A Little White Wedding Chapel? Is it, it's over 50 years that you've been running the chapel?
Yep. Yes, it is. The wedding chapel is 80 years old, and I've been there approximately 60 years. So I never thought I could do it. Well, I didn't think ahead. All I did was think day by day, you know, see people be happy.
And the chapel has, I mean, it's grown over the years. Like you actually lived in the chapel at first. Is that correct?
I did with my four boys. I lived in the back of the chapel. Life goes on in a beautiful way. Let me put it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. So how many couples, do you have any idea how many couples that you have married at the chapel and you personally have officiated at their marriage?
Oh, I have hundreds of thousands. I couldn't begin to tell you, but I will tell you one thing. From 1968 to maybe 1970, somewhere along there, I still have records of everybody that got married.
Wow.
And I have a storage place, and I have them all there. And I'm thinking someday I just want to go back and look at those reservations because, oh, I know what you might like to know. On 70707, you know, that's a very popular day or famous day because the people will never forget that they got married on 70707. Well, I knew that, I mean, I had, for the sake of about 150 reservations before that time for these people. And I thought, you know, this is going to be more busy than I think it's going to be. So I hired two photographers to be sure to take photographs of every people. And this is after they got married. So they would stand in the chapel or outside or something like that. And then these photographers, one by one, they would take the photograph of each couple and put their names and everything on it. So I could always keep that memory. Mm-hmm. If they didn't get photographs, it would be, you know, from the chapel because we also have professional photographers that take photographs for our couples.
Right.
But I wanted to make that everybody made sure that everybody. So that was 547 weddings that got married on 24 hours at the Little White Chapel.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was amazing that I thought about, I better get a lot of ministers, I better get a lot of limousine drivers, I better get a lot of flowers, and I better get a lot of photographs. And that's what I did. And I had a parking attendant that kept the people coming in and coming out. It was just wonderful, but it was very, very busy. I think I left and came home about 5 o'clock the next morning. So wow. I didn't quite leave before 24 hours because I had to do the pickup and make sure that everything was put in its proper place. And it was great. I went home and slept, I think, for 24 hours.
I bet you did. Wow.
I have this beautiful sign. It's all lit up. It's about 5-6 feet high and maybe 20 some feet long, and it's got in electric lights in them, 70707. And I have a photograph of those people behind every one of the people that got married there except for one couple.
What happened to them?
They said they didn't want their picture taken for anything else. They didn't want nobody to know they were getting married. I'm a private person too, and I understand. So that's, but only one couple that did not get their picture taken.
Well, one out of all of those, that's not too bad.
I want it to be known that I love what I do, and I love because they came to the Little White Chapel, and they're going to be in history books because that sign is going to be forever. Mm-hmm. It's big. It's lit up. It's 707. And the most beautiful part of it is all of their pictures are lined up with their name, the address, and everything on it. I haven't taken it apart yet.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to take it apart right now. I want to wait for a while.
That's a piece of history. That's amazing. That's just absolutely amazing. Yeah. You mentioned a little bit earlier about, you know, you've had a lot of famous people that have come to the chapel, and the chapel's been featured in a lot of TV shows and movies and things like that.
Yeah.
Can you mention some of the famous people that have come in, and any famous weddings that have really stood out for you?
Yes, a lot of them. Joan Collins, Michael Jordan, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore. I mean, these are people that there's many more, but I don't really think that they wanted me to say anything. And so I know that Michael Jordan didn't mind, because what a wonderful guy, just absolutely a sweetheart. And there's a lot of other ones. I could sit here for an hour.
Now I have to ask though, are there any of those celebrity weddings they've come in and you've been like, oh, this is trouble, this is doomed, right from the start?
No, in fact, just the opposite. I have married people that are movie stars that I didn't know they were movie stars. Catch that one.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so then sometimes, you know, these people will come back and they'll say, Where did they stand? You know, this, who are you talking about? I said, who are they? Don't you know? This is so and so. And I said, no. I said, I didn't. So that's a good thing too, because they feel comfortable that you know, I didn't say anything to them, and I have my people that work for me, which is 35 people. That they are always to never say anything about anybody that gets married here, because of the fact that a lot of people are private, and so are we. We're going to keep them. They ask, please don't say anything to somebody. Don't put it in the news, or don't even say anything. Well, that's what I do. After they get married, they're married, and I want them to be together forever. Very few people say that. But those that do are taken care of well.
And you're honoring that commitment to them for their privacy. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
So, Charlotte, being in Las Vegas as long as you have been, I feel like you're uniquely qualified to answer this question for me.
Sure.
Why is Las Vegas the wedding capital of the world? Is it that much easier to get married in Las Vegas than it is elsewhere? Or do you think it's just that, you know, people are there and they get caught up in the spirit of Vegas and say, hey, what the hey, let's go get married. Why is Las Vegas a wedding mecca?
That's a good question. When I first started, I think there was 3 wedding chapels. And one of them, you know, was just it's like a building with a storefront. And another one was, I can remember, was very beautiful. It was a little church. And then another one was just like a little house. And back then, it was there was very much going on. And, you know, there was the street lights and so on. But there was people going into casinos, and I think a casino is the attraction, because there's a lot of casinos and a lot of hotels with casinos and in Las Vegas now, and I don't know, I never stopped a number of them yet, but I think it just grew because of the gambling end of it, and there was a lot of people that wanted to get married while they were here. Military people from California and close around, they knew that the marriage office is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week back then. And they could get a marriage license for $20, $25. What I think is somebody had to be out there in the wedding industry to want people to come, and besides the gambling. And I think I had a start of that because I feel in my heart that everybody that walked out the door of the chapel was going to be together for the rest of their lives. And I couldn't stop loving them more than I love myself, because a lot of people, there was people that would come, and I said, why did you choose the Little White Chapel? And they'll say, because somebody told me that it was the best place in town. And I said, well, thank you very much. Or the most best service and stuff like this. That's what I think on one part. The other part, I think, the gambling here, they come in on it, and then they leave right away, like the military people. Mm-hmm. They had to be in a rush. And I could take care of them. And I started getting, I got a little old limousine to start with. These people would call and ask, are you open? I said, yep. That's the main thing. I was open 24 hours a day. So nobody else was. And all of those things that were, I took them to the marriage license bureau. I had collected some nice little wedding gowns and tuxedos. And I said, here, if you want to get dressed up, I have this and different things like that. I can make you a flower right away, because I love making flowers for flowers and things. And I became a photographer because that's what my husband was. He was a professional photographer. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about not the first husband, because that wedding was annulled. The second husband.
Right.
He was a commercial photographer. So it was, from heart to getting married. I can't describe it, but it's become the most popular place in the world to get married, and it's growing still every day. I think that it's a romantic city. When you walk down Las Vegas, the lights are beautiful. I live 35 stories high in a condominium right down in the heart of Las Vegas, and I can see all the beautiful lights in the buildings. And, it's a beautiful city, mm-hmm. and it's growing so fast. And that makes Las Vegas with weddings the same way. It's not a mystery. It is a part of history.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, it's love, romance, and living together for the rest of their lives, making sure that every word you say beautiful to your husband, to your wife. And if you should have a problem, remember what Charlotte told you. Forgive and forget the best, anything that came out of your mouth that was not good. And tell them every day, I love you. I need you. I want you. And I can't live without you. It keeps you alive. I don't know what else to say.
You're going
to
make me cry, Charlotte. My wife and I just celebrated 20 years of marriage this last year.
Yes.
And you're going to make me cry right here on this podcast. Oh, well, man.
They do cry. And I cry with them.
I would imagine that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard anybody say. And I bet your day must be full of tears of absolute joy all day.
It's happiness.
Oh,
it's romantic. It's very romantic.
Just amazing. Absolutely incredible.
I know, pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss your beautiful wife. And that kiss is the kiss forever. And when they first come in, if I start the wedding we're gathered here at the Little White Chapel to join you together for marriage. And, then I have a first little thing that I say to them, look into each other's eyes. They look into each other's eyes. I say, do you realize But these are the eyes that you're going to look into for the rest of your life. Do you realize that every tear drop that is dropped, your husband's going to wipe them away, or vice versa, your wife is going to wipe them away? And I tell them that their eyes is a trail to their heart. And your heart never dies. It never dies. Even in heaven, when you go to heaven, you'll be together.
Oh my gosh, Charlotte, I don't even know what to say now. I don't even, oh my God. This is some of the most beautiful stuff I've ever heard in my life. You're an amazing human being.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you are also because of the call that you made to me.
Oh.
And my call is not curiosity killed the cat. My philosophy is come here, be here for a while, walk up the streets of Las Vegas, come into the chapel where you got married, and just stand there and take photographs, or just sit there and love one another, or let me renew your vows. They bring bring your children with you. I had a couple the other day that I was married 60 years ago at the Little White Chapel. What people come through that door, some of them are nervous, some are in a hurry, and some are just normal human beings wanting to be married and stay together. And I can't tell you, I could go on and on and on with so many things. Just a little word that you might say, it would remind me of something. But I want to do this for the rest of my life. And I'm bound to do it because my heart says I can.
Oh, Charlotte, you're an amazing person. I absolutely love everything that you've said. And I got to tell you, I've been hassling my wife for a while now. I do anywhere between 6 and 7 trips a year down to Las Vegas. And I've been hassling, my wife comes with me on about half of them. And I've been hassling her saying, you know what, honey, we should renew our vows in Las Vegas. And she's been a little bit on the fence about it. But you know what, if I play this conversation for her, I'll bet you her and I are there in December renewing our wedding vows.
I would love you to do that. And I want to do it personally. And you just let me know in time so that I'm at the chapel in time. I'll give you a renewal of vows. It's beautiful. And I'll give you some rules for a happy marriage. I know what your wife is saying. It's usually the men that don't want to do that. And the woman, it seems like she's the one that wants to have her vows renewed. But I also think the man has more romance in, you know, just depending on. But my husband was romantic, my real husband. Mm-hmm. And he was so good to me. I think it helped make my way happy. And I still love him. And he's been gone for a long time. He's been passed away a long time ago. So I still love him.
Well, Charlotte, again, you are an absolutely amazing human being. I can tell just from, you know, our conversation here today, how much love you have in you. And how much you enjoy sharing that love with the people that come into your chapel to be married, to spend their lives together. And I don't even know what else to say, Charlotte. I'm just, you've rendered me speechless.
Well, I would love for you to come. Please do. And we'll have a romantic moment. And bring a friend if you want to, like the best man or maid fun. Bring your children, or just come together.
Charlotte, thank you so much for taking time to sit and chat today, and And I, you have no idea how much I appreciate you and the conversation that you and I have had today. This has just been amazing.
Well, thank you so very much.
If you want to know more about A Little White Wedding Chapel and the weddings they offer, or you're wanting to book a ceremony with Charlotte, you can head to their website at alittlewhitechapel.com. Now, if you're planning on tying the knot in Las Vegas, there are a few things you need to take care of. First of all, you need a marriage license. To get that, you have to appear in person before a clerk at the Marriage License Bureau in downtown Las Vegas, which is open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. Just be sure to bring along your valid ID, either a driver's license, passport, military ID, or other government-issued identification. Things do get busy at the Marriage License Bureau. Remember, 330 weddings per day. So, if you want to speed things up, you can actually start your application online via the Clark County website, which will give you the chance to skip the line at the Marriage Bureau. I'll pop the link in the show notes at jeffdoesvegas.com. As for the cost, the marriage license will run you $77 plus service fees. And if you're from out of the country, you'll likely need a certified copy of your marriage certificate and an apostille from Nevada Secretary of State. Those price out at $15 and $20 respectively. Again, I'll link to this info and more in the show notes at jeffdoesvegas.com. All right, that about wraps things up for this episode of the show. If you've got feedback on this episode, or any other episode for that matter, feel free to get in touch with me via Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Jeff Does Vegas. And if you've got a Vegas trip planned and you're after ideas of where to stay, where to eat, what to see, or what to do, or you've got suggestions for topics that you'd like me to cover on the podcast, get in touch via social media or email me directly at jeff@walkernewmedia.com. In the meantime, thanks again for listening. Be sure to subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts so you'll know as soon as new episodes are available. Be sure to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Podbean. And don't forget to visit jeffdoesvegas.com for past episodes and show notes. My name is Jeff, and this has been episode number 38 of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast, a Walker New Media production.